Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. We had a great hour this morning with Reese Brofman, who is a wonderful, wonderful asset to the Cancer Center at the JCC. And we just had Christine Pusateri on, who is a speech language pathologist, but the connection wasn't working. So we're going to have Christine back again because the topic is important, especially now. And we can't come out of a pandemic with another issue, you know, and we've been in the pandemic long enough, but there's still masks going to be around for a while. So we do have to take care of our children and of ourselves. Now we're in the middle or the beginning of the Christina Lu Show, and I want to read something because I want to have a discussion with Otto and Christina about it. In 1911, two explorers, Amundsen and Scott, two different people, Amundsen and Scott, set out to race across the Antarctic, okay? Amundsen represented Norway, and Scott represented England, okay? So that's the gist of it. One guy said, you walk for 20 miles every day, rain, snow, sleet, I don't care what it is, and then you rest. You get up the next morning, you walk for 20 miles. The other guy turned around, Scott, I think it was Scott, and said, no, I want you to walk the max when it's good. And we're in the Antarctic, so when it's bad, you rest. You keep your tent going for a day or two and you rest. But when it's good, why would you stop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Keep going. Walk until you're tired and then rest. Which one got there first? They had the same exact mileage to go. Which one got there first? And I'm going to give you the name of which one did which so we know. Amundsen was the guy who said, go when you can. Scott was the guy who said, go when you can. Amundsen said, go every day, rain, snow, or shine.
Amundsen said to go 20 miles.
Amundsen said go 20 miles a day.
And Scott said to go to the max when you can do it.
When you can, and if it's bad weather, don't bother going.
Right.
Rest up for the next day. Prepare for the next day.
That's an interesting question, John.
It really is.
This was a very long article I read.
Yeah, it's very, because I was actually, like, I could see the point of both of them. And I was trying to think, like, what is... So this is really quite the stumper, John. I mean, I wasn't prepared for like a full, you know, mental challenge.
Well, I have some questions, though.
Oh, there we go, Otto.
How do we know, like, what do I have any idea if I'm the guy who's going to wait for the right circumstances? Is there any projection as to what the forecast might be for the next week or 2 weeks?
No, you got up this morning and it was pouring rain. You said, guys, we're not going.
No forecast. In other words, I can't go on the Weather Channel or...
No, there was no... This is 1911.
There wasn't any iPhone to check the weather.
The year my mother was born, 1911.
Yeah, this is a true story. This was 1911, so there was no projection of weather. You got up and said, my God, guys, rest up. Keep going tomorrow. And the other guy turned around and said, I don't give a damn. You got 20 miles to do today. Do it.
My opinion is the 20 miles a day person would probably get it done first. It may take longer on a given day if the weather's bad to do the 20 miles. But somebody in their category probably could do 20 miles in about 8 to 10 hours a day, which would still give you plenty of time to rest if you think about it.
Christina?
Tough,
Dan has weighed in too. We have Dan has weighed in.
Oh, Dan has all, yes, he has weighed in, saying the man who rested. I like that. So the man who rested, though, that, I mean, because Otto's right. If the guy could, you know, the one that had to do the 20 miles a day would rest, obviously, I would assume, after.
But 20 miles might take you 24 hours, and then
you're... Yeah, I'm going to go, you know what, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to go with the other person who said, you know what, it's a beautiful day, I could power through for a long time. And then, you know, if it's raining, you know, I'm going to take a nap.
So you went with rested also then?
Yes.
Only did the good days and rested on the bad days.
Yes.
And that's what Dan said. And then Otto went with every day you do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what Otto was saying.
Yeah.
And the winner is Otto.
Oh, Otto.
Almondson won. And the concept... This is a very mindfulness meditation kind of thing that I was reading. And the concept behind the reason was what you do every day defines you. Uh-huh. And when you get up and you do it, because if you had three or four bad days, you kind of got into a slump.
Yeah,
you
don't
have the same stamina on the fourth day to get up and do it. But if you do it every day, no matter what it is, this is going into diet in your life. This is going
into... It's like a habit forming kind of thing.
It's like a military mentality, which I got of you make your bed when you get up right away. That's how you start the day.
So I just have to do a quick side because that made me laugh. You know, I was relating to this because I've actually been nonstop the past, like, I would say 2 weeks trying to renovate my bedroom with my husband. And speaking of the bed, we had to take all of our bedroom stuff and move it into the living room in order to do this. So, which was giving me like super panic because it's like everything was everywhere. So we were laughing because the mattress was in the middle of the floor. And I would wake up in the morning and I'm like the queen of like, you have to make your bed as soon as you get out of it. And I yell at Jay if he doesn't do it. So he's like, our bedroom mattress is in the living room floor. Why are you making the bed? Because I was putting the throw pillows. I had my shams. And I said, it's just a mindset. And it's just like knowing that, okay, this is set. This is, you know, clear. And I said, at the end of the day, it makes it really nice to get into that bed. Because you're saying, you know what, this bed is made. And it's kind of my thing. So maybe I was meant to be in the military, Otto. You know,
well, you do make your bed in the military.
Yeah.
But...
It's I can't tell you that before I went in, I did. My mother probably made my bed, to be honest.
My wife makes the bed every day. I'm a believer in never making it. I'm going back in tonight. Why the hell make it? I honestly...
Yeah, because Jay acts the same way. He's like confused why I care. But it's just something I think. And it's really just, it's been since I, you know, for like, since we moved into the house, you know, back when I was, you know, living in Greenville, and my parents, I didn't really think about it too much, but it's just something, and I guess it's just like a clearing of the mind, and it just looks very neat. So
it looks better, and it feels better, and it's less clutter, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just, you know, like, it's just made, and it was making me laugh, because I kept looking at this perfectly made bed in the middle of my living room, surrounded by couches and all kinds of stuff, but that bed was, you know...
Well, start your day with a discipline, that you got something done right off the bat.
That's right. Check
Sometimes
that right
I look at it and I say, you know, forget it. But then, you know, maybe I have to go inside and pay a visit. But as soon as that's over, I'm back.
That's right. I like it. Well, no, John, that was quite the interesting thing. And it makes sense, though. I get it.
I've read it a couple of times. And I wound up getting it yesterday in an email. And I said, you know what? I'm bringing this up in the Christina Liu show because it was pretty interesting. I would have opted, which is my personality, to go with what you said and what Dan said. Rest, it's a bad day. What am I getting up for? Tomorrow it's a nice day. I'll go for 25 miles. I'll add something on it, you know, which is, it's a bit of a procrastinator, which I am. There's no question about it. Whereas you do it every day consistently. You get there.
True. It just becomes, and you get like, you know, it might be hard in the beginning, but then you just get into like the groove, you know?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
But I think, John, you're right. I think it's a sign of procrastination. And maybe that's why, because I was diagnosed when I was like 20 years old with this New York State aptitude test that I took, that I had a tendency to procrastinate.
I didn't even know
what the word meant back then, to be quite honest about
right.
it.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So from that point on, frankly, I decided, no, I'm not going to procrastinate. And if anything, now I'm the other way. You know, and thank God, because when I was in my business world and sales and whatnot, you know, people would think about, oh, we should do this. I would do it, you know. And let's get on with the show here now. We said we're going to do it. Let's do it. And that developed as a result of the fact being told to me that I was a procrastinator.
Okay.
So I fought it from that point on.
See? And Dan buzzed in with the quote of the day, which is, always listen to Otto.
I didn't see that.
So I think that that's really just the overall message of the program. You know, is that when in doubt, just follow whatever Otto says to
me. You know? Yeah, but you know what, John? Could you send me that email with the story? I'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'd like to read that. Yeah.
You could put that in the.
I definitely have it. I'll look for it after the show, but I definitely have it.
Yeah. No, you don't have to do it right now because I don't want to read it right now. But
no. We're busy. We're busy.
Yeah.
Well, what a great! I really like that, John. You're gonna have to come in every week now with like a little, you know, thinking story. So, I certainly enjoyed that. And I just want to remind people that next week we have a jam-packed show with Andrea Niederman, who is over at the Port Washington Public Library. They've been doing really great virtual programming during the pandemic. And Port Washington also just has wonderful programming. They're very innovative. So she's going to come on. And we also have Carol O'Neill, who is from EAC, who's in charge actually of all of our Project Independent social workers. So she's going to come in because EAC, on top of, you know, working with PI, as Otto knows, because his granddaughter works for them with Meals on Wheels, right? Or does she works for EAC?
Meals on Wheels, yeah.
And it's Meals on Wheels, and they do respite. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. So that is next week, so make sure you check that out. Make sure everyone knows.
We're going in for our first break. This really flew. Listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.